Hey, everybody. Welcome to Bass University TV Live. I appreciate all you guys being here with us tonight. We've got a great night in front of us. I'm real excited about our guest tonight, and I'm excited to be spending this evening with you guys. I want you guys to bring all your questions, and we're gonna connect you with one of the greatest bass anglers in the history of the world. And tonight, we've got, as always, we've got BTC and the Riz. And they are scrambling back there in the studio, scrambling, trying, getting us up and running. How are you guys doing?
I'll let you know shortly. Hopefully good. We'll see if we're out there.
Yeah, all right. Well, I appreciate you guys being with us tonight.
Yeah, keep running.
We are, you know, I'm real excited about it. It's a friend of mine. He's worked with us at Bass University for quite a few years, man, going way back. And Ott Defoe is going to be with us tonight. And Ott has qualified for many Bassmaster Classics. He's won 6 Bassmaster events. He's currently fishing over on the MLF. And a lot of you guys may know, he's the favorite. He's the favorite coming into this year's Bassmaster Classic, which takes place next week. On the Tennessee River, which is a place that Ott calls home. So we're going to be talking to him tonight. You guys are going to be talking to him tonight. So get your questions together. Our topics that we're going to be taking on tonight, I think, are good ones. We got the Classic coming up, so we're going to be talking tournament talk, tournament preparations, what Ott does in particular to get ready for an event, get ready for a big event. And we've seen him compete out on the MLF. We know that he wins out on the Bassmasters, and he's got the Classic coming up. Maybe how does he, you know, prepare differently for a 5 bass limit, trying to catch the heaviest 5 bass versus trying to catch as much weight as you possibly can over on the MLF side. So tournament preparation, mental preparation, equipment prep, tournament strategy. You know, what are the things that, you know, an angler like Ott does to prepare for that kind of stuff? So get your questions together. All you tournament guys that are out there, I know a lot of you guys are watching BassU TV because I see the views. A lot of you guys love the tournament strategy seminars that we have. Brian Thrift gives some great tournament strategy seminars that you want to go and check those out. That's some of our most viewed content on BassU University TV. So get your questions ready. Hey guys, if you are a BassU TV subscriber, that's how you participate in the show. You want to take part of the show and you're watching us on Facebook or YouTube, I want you guys to go over to BassU.TV and subscribe. Right now we're going to hook everybody up with a cool custom BassU University TV sun protection net gator. That's our prize that we're giving away right now for all of our new subscribers. So if you're not a subscriber, get yourself subscribed so you can participate with Ott, get your questions answered. You know, you'll be able to talk to him about the Classic, talk to him about that waterway, whatever else we want to talk about. Really, the floor is open. We build this show for you guys, so we want to see you guys participate. So get yourself subscribed. We'll hook you up with some cool stuff, and that's what's going on. But, hey, we've got a lot of other cool stuff. If you're a new subscriber, we're going to hook you up with a net gator. If you're an existing subscriber and we use your question on tonight's show, we've got all this great stuff that we're going to be giving away to all of our instant message questioners. We've got stuff from TH Marine. We've got the Tackle Titan. We've got some Storm 360 swim baits. We've got some Rapala crankbaits. We have some great custom Bass University tees that we're going to be able to give away. We have a mini Hydro Wave. And our big prize tonight is a Hydro Wave.
That's right.
It's a $400 item, guys.
It's a big hitter.
And we've got so much that we're going to be giving away to all you guys tonight. So that's for all our subscribers. So if you're not a subscriber, watch us on Facebook and YouTube, now's your chance. Turn this off. Go over there, get subscribed, go over to BassU.TV and subscribe, and we're going to hook you guys up, get part of this program. We think you're going to love it.
That's right. And did you give away the code for people that just want to dip their toes in it? They don't want to subscribe tonight. There's
the water's fine.
A free trial, right?
That's right. That's right. We got a free trial. If you got that, That's a good point. I'm glad you brought that up, because we're offering a dual promotion for guys that, you know, want to dip your toe in. You're not sure if it's for you. Well, we're going to give it away for free for 10 days. And that's Bass U Live 19. That's Bass right. U Live. It's a new code we're working with now. So it's Bass U Live 19. If you want to dip your toe in, you don't quite want to, not sure if you want to participate in the program, go over to use the code BASHULIVE19, and guess what? You'll be able to participate in tonight's show as well. You'll be able to ask Ott and me and BTC and Riz all the questions you want, and yeah, you can try it out for free.
Did you talk about the Rapala discount?
No, we haven't got to that yet.
Oh my goodness gracious!
We've got a ton to get to yet.
I know, I'm so sorry.
But as a subscriber, one of the best things that we can do, and you know, is take advantage of the Rapala discount. The Rapala VIP program is available to all our subscribers. Riz, you're new to the Rapala program.
Yeah. I didn't know that was a thing, but I'm excited to use it because they have some awesome crankbaits, and I love throwing crankbaits. So.
And it's awesome. It applies across the board. It turns out to be about a 30% discount across the board.
What?
It's huge, right?
That's like a third.
Yeah.
It's like a third. Terminator, VMC,
Storm hooks,
Rapala, a bunch of stuff. Even if you're into ice fishing, Ice Force, you name it.
Shirts, hats,
clothing, apparel. It's all there. It's part of the VIP program. If you're a Bass U TV subscriber, you're a Rapala VIP member. All you got to do is go sign up, and that's available. That's part of what we bring to all our subscribers at Bass U TV, and lots more to come. I just want to make a special shout out to all of our subscribers that live in the Tennessee area that are going to be making that trip down to the Bassmaster Classic, BTC. Do you know we're going to have a cool program called Busted?
What?
Busted. B capital B U. Usted. Busted. If we see you wearing a Bass University logo down at the Classic, if you get busted wearing our logo, we're going to hook you up. So if you're coming to the Classic, wear your Bass U hat, wear your Bass U t-shirt. Hey, stop by and see us at the Bass University booth, because you know what? We are big time this year. We are on the main sponsor floor
big time
at the Classic this year. We're stepping up. And we're loving it. We appreciate all you guys being part of our program. So come by and see us on the show floor at the Bass U booth. And if we catch you wearing our logo, we're going to hook you up too. So get busted at the Classic this year.
Yeah, get busted. We got a lot of people checking in with us on the message board already. So I just want to throw some shout outs out there. Brazzy, Jason, JWD, Brandon T, Brian, Professional Fishhead, Skeeter, Mike P, Eric J. Yeah. They're all hanging out with us, and there's many, many more. And, guys, everybody that's watching, we appreciate you guys, and keep the comments coming.
Shout-outs for everyone.
Shout-outs. And if you guys that are watching us on Facebook and YouTube and or actually particularly on Facebook, if you persist at loafing and won't come over and subscribe to Bass U TV, we want to invite you guys. We got something for you guys, too. Like us and share us over on Facebook. And we got a cool prize pack that includes a WeGo battery pack for charging your phone, a lot of great Arashi crankbaits, and also a pack of swim baits. So like us and share us on Facebook, and we're gonna pick that winner tonight.
Yep.
If you do that for us tonight. So like us, share us on Facebook, and then go over and subscribe so you can participate and get all these cool things too. So we got a lot going on. What do you got, Riz?
So we had a little promotion going during the week. Like and share the post on Facebook. And I just want to announce the winner for that.
That's right. We're giving away a hat.
Yeah. We're giving away one of these hats.
Awesome sauce.
Everybody who liked and shared the post, thank you. We appreciate it. It's awesome. Good stuff. But our winner for the like and share contest on Facebook is Steve Hoffman. Steve Hoffman, you are the winner. I'll find you on Facebook. I'll make sure that we get your info and get you that hat. Yeah, or find us.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
You ready?
While you're finding that question, Riz, you know, for you guys that are asking questions, we use your question on this. Your customer number is in your upper right-hand corner of your screen. You got to provide that. We use your question tonight. Give us your customer number, and that's how we'll track you down and send you all this cool stuff.
So here's a question for you, Pete. With this rough weather that has been going on, how does one adjust to these rapidly changing conditions? And that question was from Sheridan A.
Sheridan A, great question, because it has been insane what's going on out there in the weather. Down in the southeast, down in Tennessee, I mean, they've had 20 inches of rain on the classic waters in the last 2 months. Did you know that, BTC? I mean, 20 inches of rain.
It's in Ott's backyard.
It's
literally.
It's flooding everything. Waterways that are typically clear this time of year are heavily stained. And cold, muddy water, man, it's the most difficult thing to contend with. And up here, you know, we typically get it this time of year. I mean, we're getting rain, snow. It gets warm up into the 60s, and then last few days we've seen 20 degrees. So you can't even get your boat on the water where I live right now due to the ice. But with radically changing conditions like this, you got to figure that these fish are going to be challenging. And bottom line, when you get that cold, muddy influx in a body of water, the simplest way to adjust to that condition is to get to the clearest, stablest, which is going to be the stablest water on that body. So usually that occurs down by the dam. So get down close to the dam, find those creeks that are down there. They're often going to be more stable, less impacted, a little bit clearer, often a little bit warmer when you get that cold, muddy influx of water. That's a great question, and I know Ott's going to be tackling that exact question because we're going to ask him that too, because he's got to have that, he's got to have that kind of mentality going in his classic, because I'm not sure, you know, seeing that kind of condition is very unusual for this time of year. So even for Ott, he may be challenged by that and not be prepared or not have ever competed in a scenario where there's been 20 inches of rain on your body of water prior to the event. But we're gonna see what he comes up with. But I talked about we're giving a HydroWave away tonight, courtesy of our friends at TH Marine. What's the situation on our HydroWave? Who gets the HydroWave tonight, BTC?
I think that's me.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to be walking out of here with it.
Other than you.
Thanks for watching, everybody. At the end of the show, we've got a trivia question.
Yeah.
A trivia question.
That may relate heavily to our content from tonight.
Mr. Ott Defoe, I imagine.
Mr. O.T. Defoe.
O.T. Defoe.
That's right.
So, all right. So hang in there, guys. We got a trivia question towards the end, and that's what we're going to be giving that away for. And like I said, we got tons of prizes. We go charging unit. Get your IM questions together. We talked about that, and we announced our hat winner. So have you guys been fishing?
No.
Come on.
I've been casting.
You guys
casting.
Are like king of the winter leagues around here.
I've just been casting. I just go out and work on stuff, even if I know it's not going to work. I'm skipping jigs under trees knowing I'm not.
Boy. Yeah.
This was probably the worst year for the winter leagues in our area. Like,
due to
weather-wise, the weather was just so inconsistent and up and down. Almost every tournament out of the gate was a flop.
Right.
That's not true. Me and Darren won.
Won what?
We won on Rainbow with a limit of fish.
Well, one event. What'd you have, 6 pounds?
No, we had like 10.
Did you?
That's a strong bag. That's a strong bag in the winter league.
It was a great season in the winter leagues. three boats every event.
He's right. It was really, really tough overall across the board. Yeah.
Well,
muddy, cold water a lot.
James Riley's been busy catching them every single day, guys.
Of course.
You guys got to catch up.
Well, he had 3 jobs. Maybe he would have some free time.
Pete, we got a question for you, and I think this is like right in your wheelhouse. Any tips for catching fish on high tide? I can catch them well on low tide, but can almost catch nothing when the water rises. And that question comes from Tidal Bass. Please send in your customer number.
Yeah, what body of water are we talking about?
Well,
Tidal, follow up.
There's, you know, well, we got tides all over the country, right?
I was just curious where he's fishing.
Yep, West Coast, we got subtle tides down in Louisiana and Florida, and then we got the extreme tides up here in the Northeast. And to your point, that high tide can be the most challenging. Here's a little thing about that high tide. BTC,
yes,
if you can pattern fish on the high tide, you will win every tournament.
Ain't that the truth, man?
Mm. Right?
If you could find something to get bit on high tide.
And it is the deal. And here's a little secret about the high tide. Oftentimes, I find at the high tide are when the biggest fish are available.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
And it's jaw-dropping.
Only the brutes.
Right? Here's a little, like, I fish on the Susquehanna Flatsheet. I know you guys tune in, have heard me talk about that a lot. This is a really shallow fishery. And a lot of times at the really, really low tide, you can't get close enough to those biggins, to those big girls. They're spooky. Your trolling motor noise, your boat noise, they're just really, really hard to get close enough to catch them. In those situations, the incoming tide and the higher tides, it allows you to get closer to those bigger fish so you can flip them. You can catch them a multitude of different ways. But there are situations when the high tide is definitely your friend. And here's a little basic tip that I hope will help you in tides. When you get a high tide, a lot of times it benefits an angler to upsize their baits, upsize their presentation. And you think about this, like when the tide's low, you know, fish are relatively easy to catch in most scenarios. But as the tide starts to flood, baits get lost. You may catch them on a finesse bait or a small crank or something on the lower tide scenario, but when it floods, those baits get lost. The fish can't track them that well. There's a lot of current. A lot of times there's silt in the water. When the tide switches and starts coming in, water get off color. So going to bigger baits, bigger presentations, a lot of times is going to help you catch a lot of those fish on the high tide. It's a great question, man. I challenge you. A lot of guys bail on the high tide. They'll fish low tide, go home. But I challenge everybody to learn how to pattern fish on their waterway at high tide because it'll do you well in derbies.
I got a follow-up on that.
He's from the James River as well, by the way.
On the gym?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'll be there in a couple months. We'll be down there for the Open. James.
Real quick, Pete, rate for me the Delaware, the Chesapeake, the Potomac, and the James as far as toughest and high tide. I'm just curious.
That's a great question. Toughest at high tide. I got to say the toughest at high tide by far is the Delaware River.
Okay.
By far, it's the Delaware. Second place, now, the James River. See, I split the James into two different bodies of water. You have the James River up by Richmond, and you have the rest of the James River, which is down in the Chickahominy and all those really shallow parts of the river system. It's very challenging on high tide in the Richmond area, and it's a little bit easier in the other parts, right? And then you get to the Potomac and the Chesapeake, and I put those things, they can actually fish very well on high tide.
Yeah.
Both of those bodies of water. And I think it's a function of how much tide. Those areas get a lot less tide, 2 to 4 feet.
Yeah.
And the Delaware and the James can get a lot more tide fluctuation.
Yeah.
In those, you know.
Do you find the fish in the James that are up near the Richmond to be a lot snootier?
Well, the water's clear.
A lot pickier.
Sometimes they can be. It depends, really. Yeah. You know, certain in the summertime when we're there.
Because I know the people are, man, right?
Nah, those people are the salt of the earth,
from.
Man.
Shout out to Becky.
Shout out, Becky Iaconelli. But, it's Brian, in the springtime, the James River up there in that part is really strong. Monster bags come in all spring long through the spawn. But then in the summertime, when it gets hot, it does get stingy up there. And some other parts of the waterway might be a better choice. But I tell you what I see here. I took some notes here. Odd Defoe's going to be one of the dominant forces, I think, in this year's Classic, as he should be. Wesley Strader is going to be another Tennessee
boy that is
going to be a strong pick
in
this year's Classic. And he's fishing really well. And this part of the country, he's so tough to beat.
Yeah.
And Wes, you know, Wesley is a, man, he's a shallow water guy. Did you see him at the MLF? Did you see those components where he was pipe fishing? Him and Adrian were switching out on Adrian Avina. We're taking turns jacking a school of fish that was wadded up behind this pipe way back up in a creek.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. And Wesley, you know, continued to make the cut. And
which event was that?
That was Conroe, wasn't it?
Oh, Conroe.
I think it was.
I didn't see much of that.
I've watched so much fishing, I'm losing track of which body of water I was watching. But everybody's watching a lot of fishing right now, right? We're all, if you live up here, you got cabin fever. You can't keep off the Outdoor Channel or WFN or the Bass University TV. What do you got, Riz?
Just want to give a shout out to Derek. He's tuned in with us, and he wanted to say thank you to Bash U and Pete for the new forum feature. Thanks for answering and responding to his questions.
You bet, man. Thanks for noting out the forum, man. We launched the forum just a little while ago. I've been real active on there. I check it every day, guys. So if you have questions that we didn't get to here on the show, make sure you go over to the forum and ask away. I'll do the best job answering a question myself or getting it to one of our other speakers if I can to get you some answers. Great place. You want to talk about marine electronics, you want to talk about baits, tackle, you want to ask the pros, you name it. If you're having any trouble at all with Bass University, whatever it may be, as far as, you know, viewing the videos or trying to find something, it's a great place. We've got some great resources there. Both Riz and BTC are there. Professional Fishhead is there to help. So whatever you want to talk about, whatever your question may be, come on over and hang out with us on the forum.
Got another question came in from Adrian M. Adrian's going to be fishing a singles tournament this weekend, a day after there's a doubles tournament on a small body of water. Any tips or techniques to follow up on the pressure from the day before?
Interesting. Is that like if you're single, you can fish, or if you're married?
I think it's a buddy the day before, and it's
a buddy tournament
a buddy tournament the day before, and he's fishing it solo the next day after it's going to be getting pressure on a small body of water, something that we're used to around here.
Yeah, I mean, fishing pressure, especially on a small body of water, really gets up there and becomes one of the most important factors that you can that you have to account for. And you know, that being said, no matter what happens, you know, fishing pressure or not, that morning bite is going to be something that is natural for the fish. It drives a bite, and that's going to be available. So you want to really try to be at your best place in the morning to try to capitalize on that activity. You know, some of the things that, you know, and I don't know if you're able to do this, but if I can observe where a lot of the tournament guys are fishing on the day before, that can be real helpful too, because you can recognize, hey, this area is getting a ton of fishing pressure, you know, and this area is not. So you can concentrate on areas that really didn't get the pressure. They missed the fish, you know, for whatever reason. So you definitely want to try to do that if you can. I mean, the other stuff is, I consider it kind of common sense approach to heavy pressure is, man, looking for opportunities with smaller baits. You know, Bill Lowen makes a living throwing baits that are just a little bit smaller than the rest of the field, so he can fish behind the top anglers in the world. And he can do it against the Bassmaster elites. He can do it against the best in the world by just slightly downsizing his baits. Not a lot, just a little bit. You can see it with his flat sides, with his little spinner bait that he crushed them up here on the Chesapeake with. So downsize your baits a little bit. That probably is my number one tip. But thanks for that question. I appreciate it, Adrian. Yeah. And good luck in your derby. You're going to have to let us get on the forum. Let us know how you do. But I talked about Busted at the Classic, and we're going to see Wesley hopefully do real well. Did you see Roland's YouTube page?
Say what?
Roland's YouTube page? Roland Martin's rocking out with his new YouTube page.
Get out.
I'm serious, man.
He knows somebody.
Yeah.
I think Scott may have given him some pointers.
Paying it back.
But it's awesome to watch him. You know, he goes to the ones that I've seen. I haven't watched them all, but down in Florida, frog fishing, catching these big, giant Florida strain largemouth down there, and you know, he does a little bit of instruction and teaching while he's doing it, and it's good old Roland. I mean, it's amazing the durability of that guy. Over
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 pounder.
Son. But he I mean, he's still at it. He's got his YouTube channel. From what I hear, there's going to be an MLF like heroes tournament tournament that him and maybe Jimmy Houston, Bill Dance or something.
I hear rumors. Is that like the senior tour?
I hear
golf?
Rumors about that. They're going to have like a, you know, a cool event to showcase
that,
those
that
guys.
That would be too cool.
Yeah. So, you know, he's participating in that. He's fishing the Costas, the FLW Costas. I mean, the man is unstoppable. But it was a lot of fun to watch him on his YouTube channel.
We got Stray Pat checking in with us, by the way.
Stray Pat. And shout out to Stray Pat. Renwick is going to be with us at the Bassmaster Classic. Looking forward to seeing you. You're going to see, I know you've seen Pat sitting right here with me and Mike on Bass U Live. And those of you that attended the Bass University in New Jersey saw Pat as the MC. So it's good to hear from you, Pat. Look forward to catching up with you down at the Classic. We should have a blast down in there. That is going to be next Friday, by the way, everybody. So come on down to the Classic if you can. It's going to be an amazing one. The great anglers in the world are going to be there. And that's a big question topic that we get, that I hear all the time, is this going to be the last great Classic?
Maybe. I don't know, but I'm going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
And we're going to be broadcasting. And and you know, for those of you that don't know, the Bass University Live Show has an iTunes account. Guys, please come over if you're into the iTunes thing and plugging in, listening to these shows while you're on your way to the lake. We do have an iTunes account. We've got a number of shows up, and tonight's show will go up. And coming out of the Classic, we will have a ton of great interviews. As you brought up Roland's name, you know. Came to mind that, you know, I've got a message out to Scott Martin to come join us down at the Classic. We got a number of guys already committed, Brian Thrift and Matt Airy from Talk Fish. They're going
to
come over and
sit
down
with
us.
Can't wait to talk to those guys.
We're going to ask them where they came up with that amazing name for their show.
Hey, what is the name of our show? How did we list it on iTunes? Just the Bass University?
The Bass University.
Okay.
Yep. But no, those guys have a great show. And, we got, like I said, we've got a number of guys already committed to come sit with us. Shin Fukai, which has Pete all hot under the collar. A little nervous about that interview, aren't you, Pete?
Well, I love Shin. Shin's
he's awesome.
Shin's
dude.
A friend of mine. I've known him for a lot of years, and you know, he's got a lot of great information to give, and I'm going to try my best to get it out of him.
That's right. and for those of you that tuned into our content from last year's Classic, a returning favorite. Our number one clip from last year's Classic is Munenori Kajiwara from Japan Import Tackle. And boy, did he bring some juice. The stuff that we don't always get to hear about coming over from Japan. So,
all you tackle junkies.
Oh, my. Did he? He blew us away.
Yeah. I'm psyched. I can't wait to see what he brings us this year.
Yep. Matt McBee from Tater Hog, a custom swim bait and crankbait maker, is going to come over, and Terry Scroggins, John Cox, you know, whole bunch of guys.
Terry Scroggins is going to be talking about,
dude,
customizing crankbaits.
Ooh.
With vegetable oil.
Whoa. Yeah. I haven't got him to commit to giving that up. So.
Well, he's going to do it now.
Oh, or he's not going to do it at all.
Yeah. Yo, big
that's what I'm going to ask him.
Yeah, but I talked to some people. He's got a number of really cool modifications that he does.
Mm-hmm. Well, he makes his own baits. You know, he pours his own baits. He makes worms. Everything else.
Yeah, some weedless mods for chatterbait and something he does different for punching. So it's gonna be awesome, man. We got a ton of guys on the list to come sit with us, and gonna be a blast.
Hey,
man.
You guys can watch that live. We're gonna be broadcasting live right from the show floor. So come hang out with us. We got a couple sofas, we got some chairs. You can sit down and ask your questions and watch the show live in action as we broadcast from the Classic floor. It's a great opportunity for us to get with all the people that are part of the Classic, because anybody that's in this industry, anybody that's ever won a tournament, they're all there at the Classic. So we're going to interview them. We're going to talk to them. We're going to let you guys talk to them, too. So that all is going to be happening every single day at the Bassmaster Classic. So another reason for you to come by and check us out at the booth. But very soon, we're going to have Ott Defoe come on. Are we going to take a break, Brian?
Yeah, we're going to do one more question.
One more question?
Okay. One more question. The question was from Josh, and it's, how do you think these cold weather patterns across the country are going to affect this year's spawn?
Well, how do you think the cold weather patterns are going to affect the spawn? I'm so used to repeating questions because we don't have audio when we're out in the boat sometimes.
Yeah.
But the cold weather, you know, a lot of times, you know, to me, is a tremendous driver of the spawn. I see it over and over at different bodies of water around the country. But that cold water, it really focuses the fish. It gets them to concentrate, as I hear some audio from Bass U coming through there. But let me give you an example of this. This is the best example I can give. It's a great example because it was the world record set. Dean Rojas did it with the 5 biggest fish ever caught. And he did it in Florida. And we had a massive cold front that sat on the area for an extended period of time. It dropped the water temperature, and it was miserable down there for weeks. And it seemingly weeks. And then it let go. And we had this 80-degree consecutive day, this stable warming condition. The water temperature got in the 70s, and that stable weather just sat on the area. So that cold, nasty weather immediately followed by that warm, stable weather, it brought every single fish up on the bank to spawn. So these fish have been through this before. Believe me, they've been around for a billion years. They're going to be around long after we're gone, I imagine. And they're used to these cold front situations. And I don't believe it's going to impact the spawn very much. And to believe it or not, it can be actually helpful sometimes to a fishery to have a spawn that's not the best spawn of, you know, that's ever happened. Sometimes you have if the spawn gets knocked back a little bit, if it's a little, you know, we don't have that many small bass being produced, it really helps the previous generations and the next generations to compete to feed. So it's not the worst thing in the world to have 1 or 2 years, 3 years that where you don't have a great spawn. It really allows that bass population to flourish in some cases. So don't worry about that cold weather. I think the spawn's going to be just fine, and these fish will adjust to it. Even this high water, as soon as that water gets stable, it might delay it. It might delay it a little while, but as soon as that water stabilizes, they'll go. And it's an important point. Like if you're on a reservoir, if you're somewhere where the water is flooded right now and dropping down, those bass will wait. I've seen it a million times where the water temperature's right, we're having stable weather conditions, but the water level is fluctuating, and until that water stabilizes, those fish are going to wait. And when that happens, that's when they'll go. That's when you'll get this massive push, this massive wave of spawners. So the spawn's coming. The weather's certainly going to affect it, but it's definitely coming, so don't sweat it, guys. So are we ready to take a break now, guys? As I'm looking back there at Riz, are we going to take a break right now?
Sir, yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Let's set it up. Guys, if you haven't subscribed, I want you to go over and do it. Odd Defoe's going to come on. Use the code BASHULIVE19 if you just want to try it out for free for 10 days. You can ask Ott questions, me questions, all through the IM board. Riz will make sure your question gets answers as best we can. And we're giving away prizes for everybody's question that gets asked here on Bass University Live. And if you want to subscribe, come on over with us. We're giving away net gaiters. Just go over to bashu.tv and subscribe right now. You don't need a code for that. If you just go ahead and subscribe with us right now, we're going to give you a free net gator sun protector. And so go get that done. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with the great Ott Defoe.
That's right. And for you guys on Facebook, good time to come over. Remember, like and share the Facebook live feed for a chance to win there, and come on over. I've got a little snippet of a seminar that was just hot off the presses released today. Brian Thrift on finesse swim baiting. So we're going to tease a little sample of that.
Awesome.
Couple minutes of arguably the best angler in the world giving away some juice on what he does with a finesse swim bait. So be back in about 3 minutes.
Awesome, guys. We will be right back. Stay tuned.
Phenomenal fishery. It took over 90 pounds to win with a lake that was 10 feet high. So it was ridiculous.
Well, when it comes to swim baits and the D'Amico rig, there's no one better. Come on, let's really give him a huge round of applause. Brian Thrift.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. And like you said, I'm here to talk about finesse swim baits. And that's something that I've kind of kept under my hat for the last 5 or 6 years. I mean, I've been doing it for a long time, and it's starting to catch on. A lot of people are doing it now, but it's just the fact of taking a, everybody thinks swim baits, they think big baits, you know, a 5 to 12 inch swim bait, and they don't see the power of a smaller type swim bait. Like the one I have on here is actually just a little 4 inch model, but the power of that finesse swim bait, and in all actuality, this year, well, for the last 3 or 4 years, it's kind of replaced a shaky head for me in a lot of instances. This bait will get you the same amount of bites, and it'll catch big fish. So I wanted to talk about that today just to kind of stress the importance of how you can go behind people and get bites with a finesse swim bait just like you can with a shaky head or the Ned rig or something like that. So I hope you'll get something out of it, and I can kind of explain how I look for targets and how I fish this type bait. What I'm going to start out with is my equipment setup. This actual setup here is a 7-foot medium heavy Fitzgerald Stunner rod. And the reason I like this rod, I brung two rods with me today to kind of, these are the two setups I use anytime I'm throwing a finesse swim bait. So, excuse me, I start out with a 7-foot medium heavy. Anytime I'm fishing offshore, fishing points, or kind of open water type scenario, I use a 7-foot rod because I'm usually making longer casts, and I want the longer length rod so I can take up more line, because a lot of times the bite on this bait is it's real subtle. Like, they don't just donk it. Like, you'll just be winding along real slow, and it'll just load up like you got hung on the bottom or something like that, and you just swing on everything. So having that 7-foot medium-heavy action rod, it helps you making those long casts. But also, the key to this rod is you can see how soft the tip is. And one thing I always use is I rarely go over 12-pound test on this setup. I'm using 8, 10, or 12-pound test anytime I'm throwing a finesse swim bait. And I've caught absolute giants on 8-pound line. I caught a 7-pounder at Rayburn last week on this exact setup. So you don't have to kind of worry about breaking your line and stuff like that if you get pair it with the right rod and a good line. I use a P-Line Tactical Fluorocarbon. The reason for that is it's pretty much the same as the Blue Box P-Line Fluorocarbon, but it's got a little bit a little bit stronger knot strength. When you get down to your smaller lines, 8, 10, and 12, the knot strength's a lot stronger on that Tactical. And a lot of people always ask me, well, why don't you use a spinning rod? I've got so much more control over this bait, what it's doing with this bait cast reel, than I do with a spinning reel. Just the gear ratio, the power, I feel like I can throw it farther, and I can tell what my bait's doing better, because that's one of the keys to throwing this. So my rod setup, it's a 7-foot medium heavy Fitzgerald. I've actually got 8-pound P-Line Tactical Fluorocarbon, and the reel is one of the big keys. You want to use a reel that's capable of handling light line when you use a bait caster. I mean, when you get to the bigger size, even though it's low profile, like I use an Abu Garcia MGX, but this reel is, to me, it's designed for light line bait casting. I mean, I use 8, 10, and 12 on it all the time. It's got a great drag system, but it's got a shallower spool so you can still get distance when you're throwing a smaller bait. Like, I've got this on a 1/4-ounce head, and it's just a little 4-inch. This is actually the new DeMeke 4-inch Armor Shad paddle tail. It just came out a couple of months ago. But make sure you look at that. It's all about the reel. You can see, I'll pass some of these around, or y'all can come up and check them out after the seminar. But you want a reel like this MGX. It's a 8.0 gear ratio is what I use. And the whole key to fishing this swim bait on this type setup is you want to know where that bait is at all times. Like, and it takes a long time to figure that out, what the bait's doing. So when you're talking about fishing offshore, fishing brush piles, when I'm fishing a brush pile, I want the bait to stay right above it. I don't want to get down into it and get hung. And that takes a lot of practice to figure out the fall rates, the speed that you need to retrieve it to keep the bait coming parallel instead of falling or rising when you wind it. That's one of the key things I see a lot of people mess up on when they try to fish brush and stuff, is they're either winding the bait too fast and the bait's coming up on the retrieve, so they totally miss their target, miss the fish when they're fishing brush, or they wind it too slow and the bait's going down on the retrieve and they get hung up in the brush pile and don't get bit. So there's kind of a happy medium, and that's something I don't know if I can teach you. That's something you kind of gotta just experiment with it and play with the retrieve speed until you figure out, you know, what's exactly right. I mean, that's something nobody can teach you. You've just got to get out there and do that. But you'll start noticing, like, we'll start with the brush pile example like I talked about earlier.